Well, it is Thursday. It is the 10th of June, and as we continue through the month of June, we're already a third of the way through June, but we don't want to think too much about that, because for those of us who love the summer, that means we're a third of the way through, one-third of the way through summer, and we don't want to think like that. Anyway, as I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, you may have noticed that on the website, as I always do every single week, unless I don't use notes, you'll notice that I have CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you'll see where it says I have the notes for the homily. So, as you may or may not know, I use a software called Verbum, which I greatly enjoy. And what Verbum does is it's actually belongs to a company called Logos, which actually is part of a company called Faithlife, and they're all connected. I think Logos and Verbum are products of a company called Faithlife. And what they are is they are software that allows you to prepare your homilies. And the best thing for it is it has libraries of information that I can use to really research my homily. So every single Sunday, with a few exceptions, last Sunday was one of the exceptions. I'll talk to you why in a second. So pretty much every single Sunday, I do a tremendous amount of research on a particular reading that I'm going to use. And I use that research to build the homily, as well as events going on in the world and everything else. And so that's what I do. And what I do is, it turns out the software allows you to do this. I post the notes on the website so that other people can read it and say, oh, okay, well, that's where he's going. And I also have it so if you have any suggestions of what I should preach. Some weeks I might have 25 pages of notes. Some weeks I might have four. It all depends on the reading and how much other sources have used or commented on that reading. And the sources I use are actually tremendous. They are, for example, they'll be what the Catechism of the Vatican II, the current Catechism, says, what the Catechism of the Council of Trent says, what church document says, including encyclicals and other forms of documents, statements from the CDF, what they all say. And then finally, I go through a bigger picture and certain things I look for, what some of the early writings of the church say. And I always check, for example, what St. John Chrysostom says, who lived in the 4th century, very powerful preacher. And then I always check what St. Thomas Aquinas says, and maybe a new commentary and everything else. So I have this large library that I can research, and that's how I do my homily. I actually got the idea from the evangelicals, by the way, because if you know anything about one difference between Catholicism and evangelicalism, is the Catholicism is rooted very strongly in the Word and the Eucharist. So we have these powerful liturgies, whereas many of the evangelicals are rooted in the Word. So if you go to an evangelical service, you'll see there's a focus on the preaching. If you go to a Catholic service, you'll see there's a focus on the liturgy and with the preaching. And so you really, that's why they say Catholics aren't really the best of preachers, because the focus is on the liturgy. So what I try to do is, learning from my evangelical brothers and sisters, is do a powerful research into the homily. And some evangelical preachers, of course, they preach for a longer time, but some evangelical preachers will research their homilies for 11, 12 hours. I have not done it to that length of time. I've done it for several hours, sure. But then again, they also preach for a longer time, whereas it's generally accepted in the Catholic Church to preach for about 7 minutes. That's always accepted. Whereas when I took a course and actually a seminar in preaching at Gordon College up in Hamilton Wenham, they told me that a short homily or short sermon in the evangelical church is 20 minutes. So a longer, a normal sermon is about 30 minutes, whereas the Catholic Church actually came out of the Vatican should average around 7. So that's what I do. So obviously I have to do less research because I'm preaching for a less amount of time, and I tell people it's 1,000 words. It's roughly 1,000 words, give or take 200, and that's how long I preach. But I do a tremendous amount of research on it. So after I do the research, what I do is then I post some notes on the website for you to check out. And maybe if you have any ideas you'd want to share with me or whatever else, that's up there as well. So all of that I use through a software called Verbum, which, by the way, does not pay for this particular episode or is not a sponsor at all. Just want to let you know. And it's really helpful, really a lot of powerful stuff. So that's what I do. Now, this particular week, I used the gospel reading, which is the story of the two parables, actually, from Mark. This entire year, we're looking at Mark and we're looking at John as the gospel readings at Mass. So this entire year, we have Mark and John, and most of the readings will be from Mark, but Mark's the shortest gospel, so some of the readings will be from John. So where I'm taking my homily is from the Gospel of Mark, and it's actually Mark 4, 26 through 34, and it's two parables on the growing of the seeds. I'm not going to say them right now because we're about to go into a break. So you're all listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. You can check out the website. You can check out the notes I was just telling you about. You can also send us feedback. You can read or you can send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show, including this program after 3:16. And you can also read the blog and sign up for our Substack newsletter, all kinds of things over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're listening to the Gospel of Mark, or we're focusing on the Gospel of Mark, rather. And this is where Mark is talking about how the farmer sows the seeds, and he says, of its own accord, this is Jesus speaking, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once for the harvest to come. So he's talking about the kingdom of God is like this, and he's talking just like a farmer just plants the seeds and everything just works the way it's supposed to, so is the kingdom of God. And it's a way of trusting that the Lord is allowing his grace to happen and trust that it is going on. And, you know, you can imagine the farmer looking out, and some days it might be a real stormy day, or some it might be really rainy, and he's worried about whether or not the seed is going to grow. And Jesus saying, yeah, it's just going to grow. Just trust all of that's going to happen. Well, there's an interesting quote from St. John Chrysostom, and what makes it more interesting is who quoted him, and that was St. Thomas Aquinas. And what they bring out is that what actually is happening is that St. John Chrysostom, as says St. Thomas Aquinas, is actually showing that this is the growth of the law of God. So what's happening is first you have the natural law, then after the Exodus event, you have the Mosaic law, and after the death and resurrection of Jesus, you have the law of the gospel. And that is the fullness of the law. So a lot of times people will have that question. Well, you know, what applied from the Old Testament that belongs to us now in the New Testament, because obviously there are some differences, and there were some people that considered this radical difference between Old Testament times and New Testament times. As a matter of fact, there is a heresy called Martianism, named after someone named Martian. And Martianism is the belief that the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, who we understand as Jesus, are two different gods. That's Martianism. It's a heresy. Because you see a lot of this very strict rules, and even the, you know, the God speaking out sound like a vengeful God and everything else in the Old Testament. Whereas what's happening in the New Testament, you see this gentle face of God in Jesus Christ. Well, that's the heresy of Martianism, because people haven't read the fullness of the Old Testament to see that you see both sides in both those, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. But what's actually happening is you have the Mosaic law, which leads us up to the time of Jesus and the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now we're under the law of the gospel. And what is the law of the gospel? Love God and love neighbor, which, by the way, also goes all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy and before. So what we can understand is a deepening understanding of what that law means, and a deepening. So now we're at the time where, having lived after the resurrection and after the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles, and now that the Holy Spirit is working through the church, we understand that law on a different level than maybe would have been understood before. And remember the words of Jesus, "I now call you friends." We now have that different relationship with Christ, which is based on the friendship with Christ, which allows us to live the gospel based on our love of God, as opposed to just living the gospel based on a set of rules. And that's an important distinction. And I really think right now our church is being called to that level, which is a higher standard, by the way. The rule following, as I say all the time, is a lower standard. We're called to that higher standard of acting in ways that lead us to be people who act in love of God and love of neighbor, which goes beyond what the rules will say. So that's where we are today. And those are the basic understanding of what I will use to put together my homily, which you will hear on Monday right here on WROL. Father Adriano Zandana tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.